Behind the Scenes, number 22.
Transmitters? We don't need no stinking transmitters.
This is Behind the Scenes, an inside look at what it takes to put together a podcast and make it work. Check it out.
Hey, this is Craig Patchett, and this is Behind the Scenes number 22. Finally, it's been 6 weeks since the last show, and I'm doing this one live, so to speak, from the studio and going directly to my hard drive so that I can get this one out as quickly as possible and not have it be another week or two before I get another show out the door. I apologize for this one being late, and I'm not going to bore you with excuses or reasons for that. Rather, I am going to go ahead and do a contest as a apology. So if you would like to enter the contest, the prize is going to be a copy of Michael Gohagan and Dan Klass's new book on podcasting. Then go ahead and go to the Behind the Scenes webcast at BTS Cast. That's B as in behind, T as in the, and S as in scenes, cast, CAST.com, and leave a comment for under the entry for this show, number 22. At the end of the month, on October 1st, I will go, actually, let's make that October 4th. I will go ahead and randomly choose, or I'll have my daughter Rachel pick a random number between 1 and the number of comments that have been left, and whoever left that comment will win the copy of the book. Now, go ahead and when you fill in the comment form, make sure you leave a valid email address so that I can contact you and let you know if you've won. So that is the contest for this edition. Now, on the topic of being late and explanations for why you're late with the show, let me post a warning. I recently subscribed to a podcast that was on a topic that I'm really interested in. And this particular podcast sounded interesting, and so I subscribed to it. I'm not going to mention what it is, which one it is, or what the topic is, because it's irrelevant. But I went ahead and subscribed and downloaded the podcast and went ahead and listened to it. Now, this was a 37-minute podcast, and I'm actually going to talk a little bit about that in a moment. And of that 37 minutes, the first 11 of those minutes were an explanation of why the podcaster hadn't put a show out in the last however many weeks. And it was you know, what was going on in his life and why he hadn't put a show out, and sorry for this and sorry for that, and this was going on and that was going on and blah, 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 blah. And I think there were a few other semi-related things. And the bottom line was that it was 11 minutes into a 37-minute podcast before he finally started talking about the topic of the podcast, at which point I turned off the podcast and subsequently unsubscribed. And again, this was a topic that I was really interested in, but I don't have at this point, especially with all the podcasts that are out there, and especially with all the podcasts now that are, you know, on the same topic. I mean, this is a topic that there are at least a half dozen podcasts on. So I have a choice, and I'm not, you know, I don't want to listen to 11 minutes of stuff that is not related to a topic, regardless of what that stuff is about. And I've heard the same thing from other podcasters. And in this case, it was enough to make me, you know, go ahead and unsubscribe to a show. So I would add that to my advice if you're doing a show, is unless you have a show where it's a show that's of a personal nature, where you are involving your listeners with your personal life, and that's part of the show, don't talk about your personal life. Don't issue long apologies and explanations of what's going on in your life that's causing your show to be delayed, or that's, you know, causing anything else, or just, you know, making small talk for the first 5 minutes of a 20-minute show that's on technology or that's on sports or that's on anything else. Get right into the meat of your show and just talk about that. If you have to you know, mention something that's non-related to the topic, keep it really, really short, because frankly, your listeners don't care. And that's just the way it is. Now, if it's a personal show, if it's a show where, you know, part of the nature of the show is your personal life, well, obviously, that's an entirely different thing, and you can get away with it. But for the most part, you're going to lose listeners if you end up taking a significant part of your show to talk about yourself. Now, related to that is show length. As I mentioned, this particular show was 37 minutes, and without the 11 minutes of the host talking about himself, 26 minutes. I have found, and I've talked to other listeners who are kind of in the same boat, that at this point in the game, we have so many subscriptions that any show that's longer than 20 minutes is kind of at a disadvantage in terms of our time as listeners. And I personally, if a show is more than 20 minutes long, unless it's really, really, really good, or it's the only show on a topic that I have a significant interest in, I'm not going to subscribe to it. I've just actually went in and ended up having a 1,000 podcast backlog in my subscriptions that I went through and just, you know, deleted old shows and went in and said, okay, you know, where are these shows, and unsubscribed to a bunch of shows that I just don't have the time to listen to anymore, partially because of their length. So I'm cutting down and unsubscribing to shows that are longer, with a few, very few exceptions. And as I said, I've spoken to other people who are listeners who are also not subscribing to longer shows. So if you can keep your show down under the 20-minute mark, and 15-minute mark is probably even better, then you are going to find yourself at an advantage in terms of listenership. And the exception to this rule is going to be if you have a show where, well, obviously the nature of the content does not lend itself to being a short show, or if there is no competition in your subject, there's no other podcasts that are talking about what you're talking about, then you are going to be able to get away with having a longer show. But let's face it, there's so many podcasts out there, and I think most of us as listeners have a growing number of podcasts that we subscribe to that, you know, we just can't keep up. And so the longer shows are the ones that are going to go first. So just something to keep in mind. There are going to be exceptions to the rule out there in terms of listeners. Some listeners are going to have shorter lists, and so they're going to be willing to listen to longer shows. But if you can keep your show shorter, then you're going to be better off in terms of having more listeners that are going to be willing to subscribe. And that's it. That's all I wanted to talk about tonight. I've got several topics coming up that as soon as I get them together, because they're being contributed by listeners, we'll go into other shows. And so hopefully we'll have more shows within the next week and following weeks that will be worth listening to. So stay subscribed. Again, this is Craig Patchett. This is Behind the Scenes. And until next time, God bless.